Hello, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. I have a caregiver that I see in the notes you've been trying to reach out to for Dominic Caldwell on the phone, and I tried to get Alyssa and Arangel, but there's no answer.
You said you tried to get Alyssa and...
And Arangel, the supervisor.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking about, I know you're talking about the caregiver for, right.
Yeah. Can you speak with them and figure it out, or?
What do you mean? What do you want me to figure out?
Oh, because he's calling to, and he wants to know why he can't clock in and out.
Why he can't clock in and out? Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
everything's been temp.
He's out of bail.
Yes.
He wasn't available. He didn't show up when I was out there. He spoke to, he was available via phone, like the before when I was scheduling. But
yeah.
Since that
so
day,
we can't turn it back on
home,
until there's
nobody,
a home visit, right?
I can't say that.
Okay.
But I know he needs to be available. Now, I came by there.
I saw that,
yeah.
20
years.
Yeah.
And nobody was there. He didn't answer. And then it's a duplex, because that's in West Philly, I think, like 19139 or something like that.
Yeah, and it says
something
that he
like
didn't
that,
even
yeah.
know who he was, right?
So there was a neighbor, there was a first floor neighbor, older woman. She was on the first floor, and I asked, you know, is the Dominic whomever upstairs? She was like, I don't know who that is.
No,
and then
right.
I called the caregiver. He didn't answer, but he hasn't answered since the day prior. Whenever I was scheduling with him,
yeah.
he hasn't answered since then.
All right.
So he can't clock in because he hasn't been communicating. And
yeah,
he
I know.
So,
all right. I'll see if I can get one of them. All right. Thank you.
I mean, let me know what you want me to do. I mean, I just don't know.
I can speak to him and tell him I don't know. You know, I don't know how they want to proceed, though. I just don't know if they want to hold off until we can confirm his location and that services are being provided there. You know what I mean?
How would a previous clock in prior to, like, this? Wasn't it the last, like, week or two?
He was clocking in perfectly fine up until the 16th. And then he timesheeted for 3 days on the 20th, I'm sorry. 20th. But other than that, I have clock ins.
So did he explain why he wasn't clocking in?
No, I didn't even ask him, to be honest. And he's been temped for a while. And if he's just noticing it now, that's kind of strange to me. You know, it's been
right.
five days.
Yeah, I would ask him, what were the reasons for his discontinued clocking?
Yeah.
What's going on with the status of the client? And to confirm that services are being continued. I mean, and what are the hours? Because this should be a... They
11
should be
to
available
6.
For
yeah.
11 to 6. They should be available for non-scheduled visits. So,
yeah.
What I would say is find out why he stopped clocking and see if that reason is valid or not, and then let him know that basically between there's a small chance today. I'm actually in West Philly, but I got to go back uptown. I'm seeing my last person in West Philly right now.
I won't give him a day. I'll just tell him that our area rep is going to be doing a visit during your regular scheduled hours. I'm not sure of which day it is, but he will be there within the next week.
2 days. Yeah,
next
tell,
2 days?
Tell him between, the day, yeah, between today and Friday.
Okay.
During his working hours.
All right. I'll let him know.
He'll have to sit put.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye.